بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا محصوا بالبلاء قلت الديانون. Right? When people are tested, then those who are committed to the path of religion are very few. These lines are very profound. And usually you'll find that in Muharram, at one point the speakers will mention these lines because of how relevant they are to the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But sisters, one of the things we're going to try to get from these speeches is what was the angize, what was the motivation behind Imam Hussein doing what he did? What did he want to awaken people to? So it's very important here that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is trying to say to people, one of the things we take away, we can get from this, is that wherever you're at in terms of your practice of religion, my invitation for you is for you to be able to step up to a higher level where when things happen, things don't go your way, calamity descends, you have financial problems, you have family problems, you have parenting problems, you have economic problems, you have political problems, whatever it may be. When those things happen, there should be something within you that prevents you from departing the path of religion. What is that thing within that prevents somebody from departing the path of religion when they get shaken up? And this is where I want to take all of us to the current events. I don't want to be somebody who spends 10 nights living in a different world of the past. That's not the type of person I am. We need to look at how we connect all of this to what's happening right now. I mentioned last night about the incredible crime on humanity that continues to take place in occupied Palestine. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to these events that have taken place, I see that believers fall into different categories. There are some who have literally watched a genocide being live streamed to them, you know, at various extents. Maybe they check in once a day, once every few days, but they see the images, they see the video clips, and they are literally in a state of shock. They don't know how to process what they see. I mean, if I just open up my social media, I have to personally, I have to like look away, because one of those images or one of those clips is enough for a week or more than a week. But the question is, how do we process that? There's others who have said that, you know, I don't know how to process it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to turn it off, right? I'm going to shut myself off from what's happening there. I'm going to worry about my own sphere of things, just really not knowing what to do about that. And of course, there's others who have found various ways of taking inspiration, or let's say, trying to understand what their taklif is and their responsibilities when it comes to these events, and they're trying various things. But what I'd like to do, inshallah, is to look at it from this perspective, that I know that personally, there's very little that I can do directly to help those people who are being oppressed and killed and subjugated. Because the powers that be that are doing this, I don't personally have too much that I can do to stand up in front of them. But inshallah, in the long term, we want to do a lot. And Allah Ta'ala has, of course, a lot in planned. What I can do is that even though I acknowledge my inability to be able to help them, yes, I can give donations, yes, I can, you know, raise my voice when I have to, and I should, and I will, inshallah. But what I can do is, rather than being able to give them a lot, even though I would like to, I can actually take something from them. What can I take from them? I can take from them a reminder about what iman and what faith is supposed to do for somebody. What I can take from them is that وَإِذَا مُحِسُوا بِالْبَلَىٰ, when people are tested with affliction, then قَلَّتِ الدَّيَانُونَ, what we see from them is the images along with all that destruction and horror, we see these incredible images. That one elderly gentleman who has a smile on his face while he's standing in front of his house, which is in rubbles. And they're asking him and they're saying that, what are you going to do? Right? They just destroyed your house. Who knows what other loss he had faced by that time. And what he is doing is he has a smile on his face and he's saying that Allah will take care of me. What is this? This is iman. Iman of what? Iman meaning having faith in the promises of Allah. And this is something that personally I feel is such an important discussion for us to have, especially at this time. When we see these people who have been for decades, they have been under oppression and in recent times under unimaginable conditions, but yet no one has been able to take their iman from them. And rather, it has only increased. This is definitely an ayah and a lesson for us.